But right now it is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And I'll be munching with you this morning, sharing the Word of God with you. Let's go to the book of Philippians. This book of Philippians is one of my favorite books in the Bible. It's a great book of joy, and it's a great book of joy in adverse circumstances. Paul is under house arrest, much like many of us feel right now. But his was even worse. He was chained to a Roman guard 24 hours a day and under house arrest, not allowed to leave, constantly, you know, chained to this poor Roman guard who I always felt kind of sorry for the Roman guards who were chained to Paul. Because what do you think he was doing all day with those guys? Well, I got you here. Let me tell you a little about Jesus. They probably heard more sermons in those days than they ever hoped to hear in their lifetime. But we also know that some of them got saved because Paul talks about that. But the great thing about Philippians is Paul writes this book to the Philippian church. He's under house arrest. He's on trial for his life. He could very well lose his life if the trial goes badly for him. And we know from history that in this particular trial, he's not condemned, although later he will be. But he doesn't know that at the time. And so he's on trial for his life. He doesn't know if he's going to be condemned, acquitted, what's going to happen to him. His appeal to Caesar, so he's awaiting that verdict and judgment. And in the meantime, he's writing all these letters to the churches, and he writes this wonderful letter of hope, this wonderful letter of joy, this wonderful letter of peace. And we're going to look at chapter 1, just a couple of verses that kind of skip around a little bit. But he writes to his audience in Philippi, he says, "Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. Is that the result has become clear throughout the whole Rome palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of these brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly." And he says, and I, he goes on talking about those who preach in the gospel and some out of true motive, some out of false. He says, but whatever it is, Christ is preached, and because of this I rejoice. And he says, and yes, picking up in verse 18, yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul could have been lamenting what happened to him. He could have been complaining about what happened to him. He could have been angry at what happened to him. Felt like God abandoned him, whatever. But instead, he's rejoicing. He's rejoicing because what's happening to him is advancing the gospel, because of what is happening to him, that now the gospel is going into the places of highest power in Rome, throughout the palace guard, right? Because these are the guys who are chained to him 24 hours a day. He says, so throughout the palace guard, everyone knows that I am in chains for Christ. Why? Because these poor guys chained to him every day, you know, 8 hours a day, are hearing from Paul. And by the way, I'm in chains for Christ. Let me tell you about him. And every day, Paul's boldness is inspiring others to be bold, and they're proclaiming the gospel. And Paul's rejoicing. He's rejoicing in his dire circumstances, not because of the circumstances, but because of how God is using those circumstances for his good, for Paul's good, and God's glory. Think about what's happening today. It's a frustrating situation. It's a challenging situation. But God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And just as God took Paul's frustrating, challenging, and difficult situation, life-threatening situation, and used it for Paul's good and his glory, used it to advance the gospel, used it in ways that saw the kingdom moving forward, used it in ways that led Paul to rejoice and be filled with joy, God wants to use our circumstance the same way today. Whatever's happening to us, God say, I want to use this, and I want to show you how I can turn this into something worth rejoicing over. And nobody's rejoicing that there's this deadly virus running around, you know, threatening the lives of people. We're not rejoicing over that, certainly. Any more than Paul was rejoicing that he was in chains. He wasn't rejoicing that he was in chains. He was rejoicing over how God was using the fact that he was in chains to strengthen him and encourage him. And so, how is God using this for your good and his glory? What is God doing in your life that you should be rejoicing over? What is God doing, is using in your situation that you should be rejoicing over? For Paul, it was advancing the gospel's opportunity to preach the gospel to the very highest levels of Roman society and Roman power, into the very household of Caesar himself, where we know the gospel will be planted and later come to fruition, because it is out of the household of Caesar that Constantine first heard the gospel and was converted. God was laying the seeds for great things to happen. What seeds is God laying in your life for great things to happen? What should you be rejoicing over him? How is he using this time for your good and his glory? I don't know what that looks like for you. I don't know how that's working out for you, but I know that if we trust God, we will find reason to rejoice and praise in spite of the coronavirus. Not because of it, but in spite of it. That even in this terrible thing, there are great things happening. God is doing good things, and God wants to use you to do good and mighty and great things. Things that will lead us to rejoice and lead us to praise. What is that that God's doing with you? What opportunity is he looking to use in your life right now in this situation that will lead to rejoicing and praise? Because he is doing it. We may not be seeing it, but he's doing it. Ask God to give you the eyes to see what he's doing, that we can praise him even in this time. Because God has not stopped working, and he is still doing mighty and wondrous things. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the example of Paul, who, though in a dire circumstance, found reason to rejoice and praise because you were using even that terrible circumstance for great things. And Lord, while we find ourselves in some difficult circumstances today, we've been filled with concern for our brothers and sisters, our families, our fellow citizens. We also know that you are doing great and mighty things in these times. You are giving us reason to rejoice. Lord, help us to see the reasons for rejoicing, for the good that you are working in the midst of this, in our lives and in the lives of others, how you will advance the gospel and advance your kingdom even through this trial, that we can praise you in the midst of it and rejoice in you because you are good and your goodness shines brighter in the darkest times. We thank you, we praise you, we give you all glory and pray this in your name. Amen. Well, in addition to being your affable and gracious morning show host, I'm also a pastor here in the area with Gateway Baptist Church. And like most churches, you know, facing these challenges, you know, obviously it's changed up how we have to do things. We've been meeting on Zoom meeting Sundays at 1 o'clock for our services and doing our small groups and things like that through Zoom meeting. And so it has changed things up a little bit. But one thing we are continuing to do and we'll be doing this is our food distribution. We know that in times like these, it's especially needed. And so we will be doing our food distribution and we are doing it a little different. Obviously, people aren't coming into the building and things like that, but we're having people pull in, they're parking, and then remaining in their cars. And then we're just having people kind of do it a drive through. We set it up outside, people drive through, we put the food in their cars and off they go. So if you are in need, you can go to, we do this in partnership with Feed Greater Toledo. You can go to their Facebook page, Feed Greater Toledo, and find out information there. Get and they have other food giveaways that they do throughout the week at different locations that you could go to. But you can find out more information there, get registered, or you can register when you pull in that day. And we're located at 6047 Door Street, which is just west of Holland, Sylvania. You can find more information at our website, gatewaytoledo.com.